chair for us, okay.
Good evening, and just want to take this opportunity to thank the leadership, Toby, and everyone involved for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly, all right? And my time is limited, so I'll get straight to it. I'm basically here to talk about clean slate tonight. One is who are we, what we're about, and why we are here tonight. My wife and I, we've been in the UK for 14 years now. Coming Friday, we'll be married for 12 years with 3 children. And like every foreigner, we come to the UK and we make our plans. And our plans was initially, once our 2-year-old now goes to university, then we'll go back to South Africa to go and work with what we've always been busy with over the years that we've been in the UK. We've always been back and forth working with underprivileged children. But then God, in his humorous ways, decided beginning of 2017 to stop us in our tracks, and he decided that this is the plan. And when he called us, we were like, yay, we're going back. And he was like, however, he's going to go and work with ex-offenders. And I was like, whoa. Now, for me, I've never considered ex-offenders. I've never even thought of them. For me, I'm going to be honest, my mind was like, you've committed the crime, you go to jail, you do your time. That was it. And it really took God to minister to me to get to the point of actually understanding why we had to go out. I'm going to cut it very short. However, I questioned God, and it's like, God, both me and my wife's hearts are with children. And God basically told us, if we get the parents onto the straight and narrow and get them sorted, once the head of the family sorted, then the children will benefit from that as well. And so we decided to go make plans with God, and he set us down, he gave us the vision. And to be honest with you, it was quite shocking for me, because the stuff I've come to learn about prisoners, I didn't know, especially ex-offenders. And all right, it's up and running. If you can go to slide, I'll just for slide 2. Yeah, our mission and our vision is basically to cut the cycle of recidivism in South Africa, which is guess, emphasis on guesstimated to be 84%. However, it is higher than that. Recidivism is basically reoffending. And the problem that we have in South Africa, globally, including the UK as well, which is at 76% at this moment in time, of people going to prison, coming out of prison, and reoffending again. And interesting enough, I've never worked with ex-offenders. And when God called me, I've been working for years now with children leaving care. But since God called me, I've had roughly about 90% of my clients that I'm getting now are ex-offenders. So I've been learning through that. And that is just, you know, how God orchestrates things. And the issues that we have in South Africa, I'm going to emphasize on South Africa, however it affects the whole of the world. We have a lot of positive programs in prisons, Christian programs, and people get converted in prisons. However, when they leave prison, there's no one to support them. There's no one saying, hey, Toby, let me take your hand and walk this walk with you. And I've been out in South Africa beginning of this year. I went to go and do a 1,000-mile bike ride just to raise awareness. And I stopped over at prisons. And one of the prisons I stopped at, I had the opportunity to interview quite a few guys. And there's two of them that stood out the most for me. One of them was arrested, given a 14-year sentence. However, he became a Christian, and they've reduced it to 7 and released him on parole. Unfortunately for him, he got rearrested on the very same day because there was no one waiting for him at the gates. Family rejected him, and the only people that really welcomed him back was his friends from the past, gangsters and drug users. And with that, he felt at home, he felt accepted, and they got drugged up, got drunk, and he robbed someone on the very same day, and he got rearrested on the very same day. The second individual, he got sentenced to 24 years, once again became a Christian as well. Good behavior, they reduced it to 10 years. However, this individual, he has not just become a Christian, but he's given wisdom as well. God has given him wisdom as well. And he basically refused the parole because he also had no one to welcome him back and to take him basically under their wings. And on research, I've discovered in South Africa, there's only 4 halfway houses, 2 for women and 2 for men. But the 2 for women are in one city, and the 2 for men is one is in Johannesburg and one is in Cape Town, and that is it. Those are the functional halfway houses. As an organization, we are not fully set up as yet. However, we've already established connections in South Africa, and at the moment we're working with an organization called the Wits Justice Project. And I'm from this end, I'm trying to organize jobs for people coming out of prison. I've got quite an extensive link with people that own their own businesses. And I thank God for that opportunity, because a lot of people, like you'll see in the next video, if you can play it, Steve, yeah. Next video, yeah. So, yeah.
They just pointed the gun with me, then I was confused. I told them that I knock off at my workplace now and I'm going home. I was in prison for 7 months. There are so many.
Tuba is just one, and this is, unfortunately, I told Toby I've got to update my presentations every time, because there's quite a lot of situations like this that's happening. And this is a very recent incident that's happened. I think Tuba got released about 3 weeks ago. And the situation that we're dealing with, he's wrongfully convicted of a crime he didn't commit. He was arrested for a crime that happened 45 minutes walk away from his workplace. The crime happened at about 7 o'clock. He finished work at 7 o'clock and he got arrested at 7:15. And he was wrongfully convicted and unfortunately sits with a criminal record now. And the situation for these guys are real. A lot of them don't even have places to go to after prison. Next slide, please. Our focus as an organization is basically to focus on getting these guys reintegrated back into society. And our main aim at the moment, at this moment in time, is we've been fortunate enough, the government has provided us with premises. So at this moment in time now, we're raising funds to set up a halfway house, which will be the fifth one in the whole of South Africa. Saying that, I was at Soul Survivor two weeks ago, and one guy working with ex-offenders in Oxford basically came up and, oh yeah, we've just opened up a fourth one in one city, you know? So it's quite, so we've got quite a lot of challenges that we are faced with in South Africa, but unfortunately you can't read what's up there, but those are just speech bubbles from words from these guys that we've interviewed, that basically, you know, it's a struggle when they come out of prison. A lot of them get rejected. A lot of them are struggling. Next slide, Steve, please. A lot of them are struggling. This one here is another video that we, sorry, another incident that we are currently addressing. I'm not sure if Steve will get the arrow up, but I'll explain it. The guy in the black on our right-hand side is a prison officer. And the young man being abused there is a 17-year-old offender. The situation we unfortunately have in South Africa is we've got our democracy. In 1994, we've entered into the world of democracy. In 1994, we entered into the world of democracy, but the problem we have in South Africa with our democracy, it's all on paper and nothing is being implemented. And that's why I'm not sure how many of you are up to date with the current affairs of South Africa. A lot of corruption, a lot of uncertainty, and the one thing that I love about God is this year he's got a very, very good sense of humor. Because he decided to call myself and my family back now to South Africa with all the uncertainty that's happening. We actually went into a recession last week as well. the city where we're planning on setting up, where we're setting up the charity, children abduction has increased now, so you can imagine my wife's panic about that. However, we do trust God because these are snares that the enemy is just bringing in our way to try and stop us in our tracks. Next slide, Steve, please. This year, I'm not sure how many of you can read up there, but this is a story of a guy who's an ex-offender. And his story in a nutshell is he's actually hoping to go back to prison because life outside, he's being ill-treated, people are disrespectful towards him, he's struggling to get a job, his family is not, you know, in a place where they were really able to support him or want to support him. And so he's just one of the people. There's about 300,000 inmates getting released every year, and from those 300,000, 84% go back to prison. And our unemployment rate in South Africa is 27, at the moment it's gone up to 27.5%. Next slide, Steve, please. This year is a preliminary budget that we are working on, and my aim basically here tonight is just to come and ask you guys, as one body in Christ, to, I've left leaflets on the chairs there. I always say, take it with you, read it, pray about it, and if God leads you to partner with us, we'd appreciate it. Next slide, Steve, please. And these are the ways that we actually would appreciate if you could help us with. Number one is prayer. We believe everything happens, you know, around prayer. We can't do anything without God and without seeking his consultation. So that's why I'm saying, after this year, take the leaflets with you, pray about it, and whichever way God leads you to partner with us, whether it be just through prayer, we'd appreciate it. However, we'd appreciate financial as well. The third one is, if possible, we've got social media links on our website as well. If you could share that as well, it would be really great because the more people know about us, the better. However, saying that is, we've got social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook page, and we've been approached by the social media, I don't know what's the term, to buy likes. So we can have like 1,000 likes and whatever likes. And we've actually declined it because the one thing that I've actually come to learn is this year is not everyone that believes in what we are doing. And I was actually quite shocked when I was at Soul Survivor. I had a debate for 1 hour with a Christian guy that had the mindset that I had. And he wasn't the only guy that thinks like, you know, God is happy with them where they are, the prisoners, they deserve what they're getting. And for me, when I see people joining our or liking our pages or following us, it is people that really believe in what we are standing for. So if you share this, our social media links, it will really appreciate it. Next slide, please, Steve. Can you give it another click? All right, okay, that's the end. Yeah, I've updated it, but it didn't come through yet. So as I say, this is not something that we were planning on doing now. We probably had another 16 years before we went back to South Africa. However, as Paul says, it's no longer I, but Christ who lives within me. And the one thing that God shared with me last year in Greece was, because me and my wife, we were deliberating and discussing and debating and everything, and we were planning on, you know, pushing it back to postpone it in our time frame. However, God came and he basically gave me this, yeah. He said, now if you recall, Jesus was a carpenter working for Joseph. And in a very funny way, he basically said, imagine Jesus came back to God. Because remember, he went to go and pray in the garden. He's like, God, please take this cup away from me. Now imagine Jesus actually went to God and said, like, God, I've got no problem doing this. However, IKEA has just placed a massive order in for furniture. If we can finish that job first, then I'll go and do it. So in a nutshell, God basically told us that the right time is now. So please do keep us in your prayers, and please do take a leaflet, pray about it, and we appreciate every little help. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Brian. I'm sure we would.